I think the one thing that all of us can agree on is that we want Colorado's kids to have the best education that we can provide for them, and to make sure that our discussion on education is centered on the students and not the adults. Too many times the adults become the focus. The issue that we have with the tax increase that Senator Johnston is proposing is, one, it makes the differential between local and state funding worse, relying more on state funding and less on local funding, which isn't the way Colorado's schools were set up. Secondly, it exacerbates, makes worse the problem of donor districts. Two of the state's three largest school districts are going to be sending money to Denver to help educate students in Denver, and that money's not going to be kept in Jefferson County to educate students in Jefferson County, or Douglas County to educate students in Douglas County. And finally, and probably most importantly, is the fact that there's no guarantee that these $1 billion in tax increases is going to go into our classrooms, that it's going to find its way into our schools. And that's the part that I think has created the most concern with this, the largest proposed tax increase in Colorado history.
Let's get Senator Anderson in here. Actually, when you have the economy dip, like we've just had a recession, that's why the funding for K-12 has dipped. If you don't have the income, and then you have the conflict of Tabor and Gallagher, and that's why the disparity between, and you know, uniform and thorough is still in the Constitution. To put 43% of the budget in the Constitution, which can't be changed no matter what happens without a vote of the people, is entirely wrong. Because once it goes into the Constitution, you can't fix it if it's wrong.
Is it the 43%, the amount of it that you object to, or just that it's in the Constitution at any amount?
Any percentage in the Constitution is wrong. I mean, we already have the impacts of Tabor and Gallagher as impacts on education.
Is 43% too much to be devoting to education, Frank McNulty?
Well, we need to spend what we need to spend to make sure that kids are getting a really good, a great education. Nobody can tell us what that number is, and so it's something that we continue to work toward. 20 school districts across Colorado, most of which are in rural Colorado, will see a net decrease in funding as a result of Amendment 66. And so you see this being carried out in different ways across the state of Colorado, and that's a problem. We aren't treating all of these kids fairly. We're not treating all of these students equally. Let's talk about how this formula allocates the funding. This doesn't treat students fairly. In fact, it doesn't treat school districts fairly. Nearly half of the money raised in Douglas County based on your tax increase is going to be spent on students outside of Douglas County. Same thing for Jefferson County. The money raised in Jefferson County isn't going to be spent on students in Jefferson County. And you look at at-risk students. The students who really need the most help, one is worth more in the Denver public schools than across the street in Cherry Creek public schools. So we aren't treating these students fairly. We're not treating them equitably. And that's what we should be looking.
You've got a budget where you have to go to the public for a tax increase on anything. You could go for a simple tax increase, and this one is way too much because even the Leeds School of Business has said it's going to impact the economy. We just had massive floods up north that we have to fund. It is the wrong time for this much money. I do believe that education will get more money with a growing economy without passing a tax.
Enough?
They forget that because they got more this year than they did the year before. And also, you do not lengthen Amendment 23 by adding six paragraphs and adding more to the Constitution. It is wrong to do it this time.
All right, Frank McNulty, last statement here.
The University of Colorado has a study that says this tax increase will shock our economic recovery. We don't know that the money is going to go into the classrooms, into our schools. It is a gamble. My vote is no.